This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Academic economics has been much in the spotlight the past month or so, specifically how terrible its track record is on race. And here's just one data point. There are lots we could pull out here. According to the American Economic Association, only 3% of the economics PhDs awarded in 2016 went to black people. So there is renewed attention being paid to how to remedy that. And one of the ways that is being talked about is to start at the beginning, or close to the beginning of the academic economics pipeline, college courses in Econ 101, so that as students are introduced to the discipline, they learn how race fits in. Gary Hoover is the chair of the economics department at the University of Oklahoma. We have called him up to talk about this. Professor Hoover, welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thank you.
So when you stand up there in Econ 101, first day of the semester, whether this fall it's virtual or in person, who knows, what is your thought process on getting race into this conversation?
Well, first, I think I need to build up the fundamentals. First, we have to do the more mundane things and talk about, hey, where does supply equal demand? What does marginal mean? And once we learn all of these tools, it's then time to think about, okay, let's actually apply them to circumstances that you see every day.
Yeah. What does it look like? What's the light bulb moment when late in a semester you say, okay, apply these theories you've learned to the facts of reality in this economy? What does that look like? What do they say to you?
Well, one of the things we do is we talk about income inequality. And so as I'm talking about income inequality, I'm talking about the things that are going to separate people on the income distribution. And so we're going to talk a little bit about education. And I'm going to say, hey, all right, let's take a look at that. And after we've identified all of the other easily found factors, I say, well, there's still a difference here. What's going on? And then some people will say, well, you know, what you haven't mentioned is gender. I'm like, ah, good point. And then I let them come to the conclusion themselves. And they're like, well, you know, another thing missing is race. I'm like, ah, now we've got something to talk about. And we enter the discussion that they bring it up themselves. So that means they're ready to talk about it.
I don't know if you know who Bill Spriggs is. He's a professor of economics at Howard. He's the chief economist at the AFL-CIO. We had him on the program. I imagine it's a small world.
I know Bill really well.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so I asked him when in his career he realized that economics, the study of economics and how it's taught in schools, is fundamentally racist, because he had written a whole long white paper that we asked him about. And he said, very first day of my first economics class. Does that ring true for you?
Absolutely. What we expect in economics is that everyone will be the rational man. And so therefore, racism would work against people's best interests. Therefore, it doesn't exist. Discrimination works against people's own pockets. Therefore, these anomalies that you claim to see, they aren't there.
And that just seems insane.
It is, but it's just much easier not to talk about it and deal with the issue as it really exists.
Can we talk about those students for a minute? You're in Oklahoma now. You have done time at the University of Alabama earlier in your career. What do you make of how ready students are to hear what you are trying to teach them?
You know, it's been interesting to me in that in both places, I found that students will bring the topic up. They've already heard things at the dinner table, sitting around with mom and dad. I'm here at college now. What does economics have to bring to the table? And for the most part, we've said nothing. And that's been one of the greater disappointments. I also think that some of my white colleagues have been hesitant to say anything about it, for fear of offending, right? And so the easiest way to do it is to say, well, let's leave it to Gary Hoover to talk about it. He is, you know, a black economist. And so maybe it'll sound better coming from him. I'm like, well, you know, but the facts still exist, whether you're saying it or I'm saying it.
Do you think having these conversations will help more students, more black students specifically, stay in your field?
It has to. One of the things that attracted me to this field, so growing up, my mother was the hardest working person I had ever seen. And she said, hey, you know what? If you just work hard, you're going to get ahead in life. And that never happened for us. We always were struggling. And so I wondered about that. And I wondered, can economics help me understand why it is that just working hard wasn't enough? Economics brought me to where I am, and I think that it can do even more. And people have those questions coming in, especially people of color. They want to be able to use economics.
Gary Hoover is the chairman of the econ department at the University of Oklahoma. Professor Hoover, thanks for your time, sir. I do appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.